Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
The serial butt sniffer is back at it.
What?
Yeah,
Greg,
yeah.
Really?
He has been arrested yet again.
The guy's addicted.
He is.
He's addicted to crack.
Well, it seems like he...
Yes, really good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I thought you didn't let your night job interfere with your day job.
I didn't. I don't.
You never said that.
Yeah. So you're going to a Chris Brown concert.
Sit.
And then you can't work tomorrow morning?
Well, Ken said I got to take my flex day.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson have become this kind of tangent. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Is there a rat problem that you have in the building? Have you figured out
where
the leaks are?
I love how you guys take everything I say.
I mean, you say rats. We got to run with it.
You get nervous. You guys get all nervous.
Yeah.
There's rats all over the place.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Go put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Great. You know, you didn't poop your pants and forget to hand the pick in.
Want to normalize aqua dumps?
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Curtis, welcome to Wiggy's seat.
Oh.
And Wiggy's microphone.
Just, what's popping?
Be aware that sometimes what you're thinking is not coming out the way it ought to through that microphone.
Yeah.
That may need to be translated at times.
Not to age myself and you as well. Remember the VH1, the pop-up videos?
What were those called? Yes.
Where you saw the thoughts?
Yeah. Well, it was facts, if I'm...
It was facts in a music video.
About music videos. Yes,
yes,
Curtis.
Yes.
Yes.
That is... I would love to see the Wiggy actual thought and then figure it out and combine it with what he says.
Credit, bubble thought.
Credit to Wiggy. He did send the video I requested yesterday during the show.
Yes.
I was very happy to wake up and see that Wiggy thought of me during the Chris Brown show.
See, it appeared to be rather X-rated, but I guess that's what you get when you go see Chris Brown. It was appeared to be simulating fornication or something with some woman on the stage or something like that.
He picks a woman every single show to come up and be able to be the woman during Take You Down.
What was it, Mrs. Wiggins?
It was not. I do not believe.
Okay. I know that Chris Brown is her hall pass, I believe.
Yes, it is.
And
very
you.
Well noted.
Yeah. All right. Well, Wiggy on a flex day today, which is interesting considering at one point Curtis left the show a half an hour early to go on some sort of ceremonial end of school walk with his son,
right.
And Wiggy was all over you about that. But
he was all over me, but really he was all over Greg for enabling this kind of behavior.
Right.
And now
yes.
Wiggy must have seen something somewhere about when in Rome because he uses it 13 times a day now.
Yes, he did.
Likes that saying.
Yes, he did.
And
guys, I throw my hands up in the air.
Right.
It's the flex time thing. It's out of the barn door, as they say.
Cat's out of the bag.
Just take as many days as you want. As long as you got a great work-life balance, that's how I feel.
Amen.
And bullpen game gets it done for the Red Sox last night, Curtis.
Awesome.
Yeah?
Huge win last night. I thought 3-1, I thought it was over. I did not expect the comeback win.
Leah Anthony's brother with the leadoff jack last night. And so
big win. Big win last night.
Well, these are the ones you got to win and get yourself to the end of September, and anything can happen, as we like to say.
It just it feels like we'll be playing baseball in a month, a little over a month. We'll be playing baseball in October for the first time in 4 years, which would be unbelievable.
Yeah, it does feel like that, and certainly the last time it was kind of unexpected. I feel like this particular season, they got to get there, and they got to do well. So
They should.
Yeah.
I mean, I really I don't they have a team now with the way in Bayo's pitch, Giolito's pitch, that you have a legit ace, which is not there's a lot of number ones, there's not a lot of aces. You have an ace, you have the best closer in baseball this year in Chapman. You have a team that has the ability to have some clutch hits. They're fast. They're not just these station to station old school Red Sox players.
But we talked about it yesterday a little bit, but honestly the way Bayo has been lights out, He's probably your number two guy.
Sure is.
And then Lucas Giolito.
Right. Pokemon ready to go in game three.
Yeah. But I think you can count on those guys, and then Alex Cora is historically is a guy who has no problem with inning eaters when it comes to finding ways to win baseball games. So that's what they're gonna have to do.
Yeah, I wonder if we'll see John Henry again. I mean, he usually pops out when they're going to the playoffs. So
he'll be back.
I don't know. When was the last sighting of John Henry at Fenway?
Fun fact, when they won the ALDS at Fenway in 2021.
Yeah, because he is in Liverpool right now.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Yeah,
he's avoiding the Aramark employees.
I mean, he's been back. He was there for the Winter Classic.
That's right.
In which he was famously berated about signing Rafi Devers. Or anybody.
Do you think he thought of that guy when he traded him to the Giants?
Probably.
I don't know whether he did or not.
You a-hole. You forced me to do this. Now I got the money back.
Oh, well. I mean, hindsight being 20/20, that trade is looking pretty good, Curtis.
Hey,
it really is.
Looks great.
So, that's going to be the issue for me. It's way too early to start talking about it, but if and when Tristan Cassis is ready to come back, I don't want him on this baseball team.
Just the Cassis? No, thank you.
Is it possible to like unload him in the off season so he's not even at Fort Myers? Is that possible?
I think that they'll look at this roster and how the guys like Roman Anthony and Bregman. Well, the big thing this off season is going to be Bregman. And if they're in the playoffs, I think he's going to be a great playoff player. Like he's got that Schwarber it factor times about 10, considering what he's already done, winning two World Series with the Astros. So
yeah. I just don't know why you don't engage with him, and I get that it's Scott Boras, but if Alex Bregman, everything he brings on the field and off the field, even more so, like, why are you not doing, like, just do the deal. Like, I don't care how much it costs, what it is. Like, do it now.
It is interesting when you're looking at this season as a whole, though, because there were a lot of periods where we thought something was up in that locker room. And yes, Alex Bregman dealt with injury, but when we talk about what he's done off the field, I understand from listening to Alex Cora at spring training, he's the best player, he's the best leader. But it was kind of an S show for a decent amount of time inside this Red Sox clubhouse. And it's like, where was the leadership during that period?
Define that for me. When was it? I
just feel like sometimes we do revisionist history whenever the Red Sox go on these runs where they're playing well. And it's like there was a period where we were looking at this Red Sox team like something's up. Is it Alex Cora? Is Alex Cora not able to manage this team? Do these guys? We heard was vibes during spring training, and the
Devers.
Vibes aren't vibing. Devers happened. Devers happened way before. Like the Devers situation was in a vacuum. Then things kind of persisted. After the fact, I haven't seen from Alex Bregman yet where the unbelievable leadership in the clubhouse was for the entire season. He's an unbelievable player. I'm just saying that when you look at this season as a whole, there were issues.
I mean, I would be hard pressed to say anything bad about
Alex. I'm not saying it's nothing bad. I just think we put him on this pedestal, and it was a season that ended up being an up and down S show season.
I think that there was the part of the year that would coincide with that. I think matches when Bregman was hurt.
Yeah, but that's what I said. He was injured, and so
it's difficult for him to be that hands-on leader, especially in baseball when you're not playing. I think that. What your question was about Bregman, why don't they begin talking? It's because if you're Bregman, what's the rush? You know that you've gotten through an injury. You feel good right now. You're almost probably, what, 25 games from the end line yeah. here. So why would I, if I'm Bregman, yeah. I say, let's see how far this goes. Yeah. The longer we play, the more money I get, and then I'll yeah. make the Red Sox pay.
That's fine. If that's where he stands, then I think he should have told Scott Boras not to publicly proclaim that they're open to talking and open to getting a deal done.
Yeah. You know, I think the Red Sox, what you said is very good, and I agree that they should just sign him. That's not how John Henry does business. Like, yeah. he would never just overpay a guy now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I saw Lucas Giolito, I think, yesterday talking about how Bregman was the one who let him know, saw that he was tipping his changeup. And let him know about it. I mean, the guy is...
Between Cora and Bregman, they could steal signs with the best of them. They are the Jordan and Bird of sign stealing. Yeah,
so, all right. Well, win for the Boston Red Sox last night. And you could talk about that all morning and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We will get to our leads coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes, or at least start them then. They set it at 7:20 this morning, and we will get to what Chris Sims said about the Pats' win total this season, and we will get to what Drake May said about throwing the football to Steph Diggs and everything else that we think you need to hear during They Said It at 7:20. News with Courtney at 7:45 this morning, and what you should definitely not bring with you when you are upskirting at the Whole Foods in Hingham.
Oh my God.
So we'll get to that during the news in just a little bit. This is Patrick. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
What's up?
So, I mean, I listen to you guys every morning. You guys are great.
Thanks.
But I got to call you out. Like, last week, you guys were just talking about the Red Sox
yep.
and how terrible they are. Then they yep. go into the four-game series with the Yankees. Yep. They take 3 out of 4.
Yep.
And then now this week, they're like the next great thing of right. the 1961 Yankees, 62 Yankees yep. winning all these championships. So right. I don't get how fair weather a fan you guys are.
Right.
You guys call yourself Boston Red Sox fan.
One minute they're
cold, the next minute they're right. hot.
So
it's like a wife in a relationship.
You're a diehard. Ooh. I mean, you were in they lose 3-4 in a row. You're right there with them.
Right.
You're in all the way. Right?
I'm a Yankees fan, believe it or not, but it's just it's the quintessential Red Sox fan response to everything. When they're doing bad, they suck. When they're doing good, they're great.
Yep.
Like
yep.
Cora,
that's you know, my
was
entire life.
Manager last week. Now Cora is like the savior.
Right.
You guys just don't make sense.
It makes perfect sense. If they're playing well, you praise them. If they're playing poorly, you rip them.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it's worked my entire
life.
And
we own that, though. We own that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 41 years old. That's basically like that and going to church as a kid. Those are the two things that have been, you know, into me.
Who isn't like that? Like, when it comes to being a fan of any, I don't care what the sport is and what the franchise is.
I just can't
imagine.
I'm
like
imagine.
That with BC. If they're terrible, I'm like, they'll be great. They'll be great. They'll be great.
When
you
are
never
they
wavered
great?
On that.
They haven't been in my entire
great.
Time.
They
so that's what I'm saying.
There.
Still a fan.
But like the middle-aged grown man that complains about a talk show host being critical of the team he supports is far more pathetic than being honest about how the team plays on a nightly basis.
Listen, dude's a Yankees fan. I understand.
Why do we have these Yankees fans that call into the show as luxury Red Sox fans?
Yeah, bring them on. We need everybody we can get. I don't care.
Amen.
Yankees fans, Dodgers fans,
Rays?
Brewers fans. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me one bit. We'll get to it, but some reporting that the Patriots are talking Kyle Duggar for Jacoby Myers with the Raiders.
Ooh,
so
I love that.
Do you like it?
Of course. Jacoby Myers, what a pro.
Yeah.
Should have never left. That is one of the big – that was when it got personal with Belichick and Mac Jones. I mean, Jacoby Myers was a undrafted – I think he was undrafted, signed as a free agent,
yeah.
came in here, became the number one free agent receiver in the NFL. and was always, I think back to, remember that awful game against the Raiders where they had the lateral that went to a for Chandler Jones,
yes,
for a touchdown?
Yes. Out there.
Right, and Jacoby, yeah, Myers threw it, and it was intended for Mack. It failed. It landed in the arms of Chandler Jones. After that game, Jacoby Myers stood at his locker, basically in tears, and had this accountability about him that you cannot fake. And yeah, I just thought that that was so sad that he left here.
And he doesn't cost you a lot. I think he's making $10.5 million or $11 million or something like that. So, again,
plenty of money.
I would ask why you're not – why are you just talking and why aren't you signing? Like, why aren't you signing on the dotted line?
And why is that? Elliot Wolf saying what he said and then he sit and watch McLaurin and Hendrickson and all these guys sign?
Because none of these guys are actually going to move. That's right. The whole point.
So, that but was, it's like, how do the Patriots benefit from Elliot? I'm not saying you think this, but from Elliot Wolf saying that publicly.
Oh, they don't at all. I don't think they do. I think it was a terrible idea for him to say that. But I also believe that every single guy requesting a trade isn't actually trying to get traded out. He just wants a better contract.
It also looks like, yeah, Micah Parsons is going to stay in Dallas.
Yeah, 100%. Like, 100%. He is. Like, all, yeah, these guys. Like, I said this before. When everybody started requesting trades, especially Terry McLaurin, like the last three guys prior to this that had all requested trades, all got contracts. All of them.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's the negotiating tactic now, is I want to trade out, and that's when, like, the actual conversation starts about contracts. I don't know why we've escalated to that point, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, it did seem like, considering the season that they had last year, that there was no way the Commanders weren't going to give the guy what he wanted eventually. I wonder if you dangled, like, if you legitimately dangled a first round pick in front of them, if they would have had to think about it a couple times.
I don't think they were ever going to trade Terry McLaurin unless they would have had to have been blown away, Greg, in a way that, like, would have been could not have said no.
Yeah.
And I just don't think any team was going
to
give
them just
that.
Don't have the urgency that they say they have to win. There is example after example where they could have spent more, they could have traded more, and you sit here today and you have Drake May in year two with offensive line with three rookies likely starting week one, and you may not even know what he is by the end, yeah, of the year because of the way they haven't had the offseason they needed.
All right, well, we will get to that along with everything else this morning coming up. If you would like to join us, you can call 617-779-7937. Same number that you can use to text the show on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And to get us started this morning, here is Courtney with what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox take the first against the Orioles. 4-3 was the final from Baltimore after being down 3-1 by the bottom of the third. Brennan Bernardino went an inning in his start, striking out two. Roman Anthony had a homer in this one, while Jaron Duran had a three-run homer to get the win. That score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno in the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. Another one in Baltimore tonight. First pitch at 6:35 with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. We just talked about it, but over to the NFL, where Terry McLaurin is staying put in Washington. The two agreeing on a three-year contract extension worth up to $96 million. And Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals have agreed to a new one-year deal, making Hendrickson one of the NFL's highest-paid defenders for 2025 with a $14 million raise to $30 million. It's a big day for Mike Vrabel. He has to cut the roster down to 53 by 4 p.m. today. So we'll see what happens there. And step up your hair game and call Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor trusted by Rob Ninkovich and Wes Welker. So change your lettuce and change your life with a free consultation, 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. When we come back, we'll have everybody's leads.
I could listen to the whole thing, Shine, but we got business to get to, so we can't. Do you still have full Spotify list of every song that you have rejoined from commercials with available?
Sure do, Greg. All okay. 6,550.
Pretty good. 6,550 different rejoined songs in the history of the program since you joined it?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Oh, actually, there's more than that. I had a separate playlist for the entire first year. This is year two to year four.
Okay. How does one find that on the Spotify?
It's Greg Hill Show with an exclamation point at the end, or you can just DM me and I will send you the link.
Okay.
Wait, I have an idea for what we could call it.
Yes.
Greg's List.
That's a good idea.
There's already one of those.
Do you know any of the? Do we have any numbers on Greg's List on the Odyssey app? I mean, I was hot on that for a while, but
I have no idea.
No idea on TuneIn. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to go back and curate another list when it comes to the playlist over there. Maybe.
You know what I long for? The days of the Joes. Upstairs, downstairs, meet in the middle conference room. Yeah.
Dueling program directors.
Ooh, what a great way to do business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I had a thought, but it disappeared.
Oh.
That's what happens when you reach my age. I do want to tell you that it is time to open up the window.
Boomer!
World. The window world of Boston weather window for Chris Curtis, if we can. All right, Curtis. Not bad out there this morning.
I feel like I sound like a hardo, but it's just deep within my bones. This morning, it just feels like football. The humidity is gone.
Mm.
It's a nice, cool, crisp 60 degrees in downtown Boston. It's cooler in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And this Saturday, I am going to do absolutely nothing but watch college football. You got noon, Texas, Ohio State, Arch Manning against Matt Patricia. Mm. What a great matchup to start the year.
Mm-hmm.
You got the final college game day of the great Lee Corso.
Right.
And you have Monday Night Football college version as the NFL is 1 week away with TCU and UNC at 8 o'clock on this radio station on Labor Day evening. So it should be a great weekend.
It's an unbelievable time of the year. It's just depressing because summer is gone. Yeah. And that's the only thing that's driving me nuts.
But I love the fall, though.
Same.
I know. You guys always say that, but summer gets here late. Like June stunk, and then it's gone in 8 weeks. It stinks.
Summer lasts longer than fall, though.
I hate that argument too.
It does.
It's like once Labor Day gets here, it's over. It's like it's just over.
I'm already sick from the fall weather. So like
that's a summer cold you have right now, Shime, and I feel for you because I've heard it's very bad this year.
Yeah, I mean, Greg, you're basically in the late fall of life.
Correct, Curtis. That's the problem. I don't know how many summers I have left.
Oh, infinite.
You think so?
Yeah. Eternal life.
Up in the big sky, it's summer all the time.
Right.
I was thinking about it. I was grilling out on Sunday, and I only grilled out three times this summer.
Is like, that what you told Lynn's when you got your second helping of steak tips?
It's like a pain in the butt to do the grill. Like, Nantucket, we grilled. But at my place, you have to put all the food together. Then you got to go down the elevator, out to the grill. You got to fight with somebody else for the grill space.
Yeah.
Is it properly
cleaned?
The grills never work the way you want them to work. Mm. So the thing is on low heat and you're doing chicken and you can't get it turned up. But then I start thinking I wasted an entire summer grilling three times. That's embarrassing.
It's
emasculating.
There are support groups for Echelon Grill.
Are there? Okay, yeah.
I think I agree. I always wish I did it more, and there's no reason not to. But I don't know. Just the process of it.
Yeah.
I think living in the city is different too. Like I feel like suburbs, you grill every day.
Oh yeah. I mean but that seems like a different life.
Yeah.
All right.
Courtney's
Courtney's soon to be Courtney's
Cannot
life.
Wait.
So anyway, today we're looking good.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. We're going to be in the mid to upper 70s with no humidity, and it's going to be gorgeous through this weekend. 75 to 80, a couple showers around this weekend, but should be beautiful for the majority of Labor Day weekend.
Okay. You could get a whole house full of windows installed from Window World of Boston for just $99 a month. So go to windowworldofboston.com, and let's get going with some of today's leads, Sean.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Sean, I know that song. Is that the Modern Dolls?
It is not, no.
Is that Lou Reed?
Maybe. I don't.
Can you give me? Okay, is it a band or is it an artist?
Band.
It's a band.
Yep.
New York Dolls.
No.
What is it? What letter does the band begin with?
Outside of the, it's V.
the
Veronica's.
It's what is it, Chime?
It's the Velvet Underground.
Velvet Underground. That is Lou Reed.
Okay.
So I was correct, nice. Sort of. But I forgot about Velvet Underground. That's a great lead song. Wow, how did you happen to pick that this
morning? I don't know, Greg. I'm loaded up on cough medicine, and I'm higher than Wiggy today.
I mean, what is it, just a cold, or like what's wrong
with
you?
Yeah, I'm just like, I can't breathe out of my nose. I have pressure just exploding from the sides of my face. Jeez. Like, it's just one of those things.
I mean, it might be allergies. Might not be a cold.
Like, no, usual. it's a cold.
It is?
Yeah.
What are your symptoms again? I'm going to put them into WebMD.
A lot of sinus pressure, Curtis. Sinus headaches. My nose just doesn't stop running. You can feel like the drip back into your throat sometimes. That's the worst.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Could be a sinus infection, Chime.
Not yet. It could be leading to one, Courtney, but I don't think it's quite there yet.
You might have nasal polyps or a deviated septum.
Oh. I definitely don't have a deviated septum. So
free nose job with that.
Yeah. You could have nasal polyps, though. You better reach up in there and figure out whether you have one.
Oh, no.
Is this laying the groundwork for a Wednesday dentist day off?
Might be. Yep. Might have to flex tomorrow.
All right. Well, leads are brought to you by Subaru. And with so much to love, don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. It's happening right now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Yesterday, towards the end of the show, I think it was even Curtis that said he's going to be extremely disappointed if the Patriots do nothing here in the next couple days as cuts come and guys are going to get traded off of rosters because teams don't want to hold on to them anymore. And I'm here to tell you that nothing is going to happen, Curtis. You are going to be severely disappointed. I don't think they are going to be busy at this right before the season starts, like at all. It's just, I think they're going to cut their guys, they're going to have their roster, and that's going to be about it. You might be able to sell off Kyle Duggar. I bet Jacoby Myers just gets a contract from the Raiders, because outside of Brock Bowers, they have nothing. They tried to sign old washed-up Amari Cooper as leverage. That's not going to work. I don't expect them to do anything. You mentioned earlier, like, they claim to have this sense of urgency. Elliot Wolf says, yeah, we'd trade a first or second round pick. That doesn't actually exist. It's just interest king stuff. I still like this Patriots team. I think they're going to be pretty good. They're going to at least be competitive. But I expect no major moves whatsoever in the next 48 hours.
But yet there are NFL insiders who remain bullish on this football team. Is that the Vrabel factor? Is that what that is?
It has to be, because you and I were talking before the show. We each heard separate people yesterday, and they're the in pick to get over 8.5 wins
and playoffs. And
they're favored in 11 games, and maybe we're too close to it, or maybe the truth lies somewhere in the middle.
Well,
but
it's got to be the Vrabel factor. I mean, you were talking to him yesterday about the roster and the roster being bereft of much that is great,
right.
And it's got to be the fact that those who know Mike Vrabel, follow Mike Vrabel, think that he makes a huge difference.
This was going to be my lead this morning, that Mike Vrabel, because I think Curtis put it really well yesterday after the interview, that he seems very confident.
Yeah.
I take that a step further. I just feel like he is in control. For the last couple of seasons, it's felt like we have been out of control, whether it was Gerard Mayo or Bill Belichick feeling like maybe others in the organization were doing him dirty or doing things behind his back, or he was manipulating, you know, whether it was Mac Jones or anybody else. It just felt out of control. Listening to Mike Vrabel yesterday, he is fully in control. He is the be-all, end-all. Yes, Elliot Wolf is there, but I believe he made me feel more confident yesterday that he is final say. But he feels like he has control of all the players, of the coaching system around him. And that's why I feel very confident going into this season. That Mike Vrabel is the main reason. It's not Drake May. It's not Steph Diggs. It's not Travion Henderson. It's Mike Vrabel. Like, he is the main reason why I feel so confident about the Patriots, which is great for the organization, a great look for Kraft.
Yeah.
But the way in which he feels so in control is why I can take a breath out, and maybe that's too close I'm too close to it, and maybe
but is a simple coaching change, granted it's head coach, enough to get you 5 additional wins? I would ask you guys, ask the audience that. Is that enough to get you an additional 5 wins?
Think about some of the losses that they suffered last season and how undisciplined the team was and how that led to a lot of the losses. You're not going to see that type of that. They're going to be so much more disciplined than they were last season. And I think that leads to wins. The reason why we were so successful with Bill Belichick for so many years is the team was so disciplined. Last season, it was a zoo. Now it feels like Mike Vrabel has things in control, and I think that gets you a lot more wins.
Yeah, I feel we are all sort of on the same page here, but my lead was simply going to be Vrabel walking from his clubhouse or the office to the studio by himself is something that is so small and very meaningless to many. But to me, given what had been going on behind closed doors in that facility for the last 3 years, it is a massive step in the right direction. Whether it was Stacey, who basically had to like give Gerard Mayo up or down thumbs about what he was talking about, or it was Belichick and Berge being there and the tension that existed. I mean, Belichick's final year, he didn't talk to Mac Jones, the quarterback of the team. Gerard Mayo's the head coach. He didn't know what he was doing. So you had two polar opposites, but similar dysfunction in the 2 years that precede Mike Vrabel this year. And we are going to find out, I believe, just how important a head coach is in today's NFL. Because you are right. The only thing you can hold your hat on, the defense is going to be great. It should be a top 10 defense. Yep. They invested heavily into it. That's one that it's not just the coaching. But your best offensive playmaker may be a guy you got in the second round, Travion Henderson, in your running back, which is usually a bad sign in the NFL if your best offensive player is not a receiver or quarterback. So we will see. I don't know, but I believe that this will give us a pretty good understanding of just what a head coach means that's competent in the NFL.
This is David in the car. Good morning, David.
Good morning, guys. Great show as always. You guys are unbelievable. Courtney, I got to give you props on that lead. You could not have said it any better. I don't think anybody else could have. This team right now, the only thing we have to hang on, that is like a great, great lead. It is Mike Vrabel. It's not, what's his name, the quarterback.
Drake May.
Just escaped me. I apologize. Drake May, thank you. It's not anybody else. It's Mike Vrabel. He is the guy. He is the team. I know he's not playing. He's coaching. He's not on the field. But this is... he's the guy that is giving all of us out here hope and hoping that this team will be a good team, will have a chance at anything. It is all about Mike Vrabel, period.
Okay.
Thanks, David.
Pretty good lead.
It was also crazy yesterday. I saw somebody posting the Gerard Mayo quote from last season where it was like, once those guys cross the line, there's nothing else I can do for them. Like, Mike Vrabel would never. It's just a completely different situation that we find ourselves in.
He said some wild things, Gerard Mayo,
wild.
On this show.
Wild.
And elsewhere, but yes. He certainly did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready we loved him, though.
Ready to burn some cash.
Did you hear from your arch enemy, Mark Daniels, yesterday?
We did. I did not.
Oh, okay.
He and I don't follow each other. He probably never heard about it.
I'm sure he heard about it.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. I did hear from some of my NESN coworkers, former coworkers.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yes, I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
I was looking online for his column about how we were all overreacting to the humor in the rat comment and the immediate aftermath of the initial comment, and I didn't see it.
It bothers me, and that one bothered me in particular. I don't know why it hit me so wrong, but he saw a headline, he saw a quote, and then he just decided to take any emotion that was the actual interview out of it and not actually go and listen to it, and that bothers me.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Mike Vrabel was on this show yesterday, and if you missed it, you can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. And it was good.
Awesome.
Somebody, I can't remember who it was, somebody DM'd me and said that he is the perfect combination of Bill and himself. Like, sometimes he goes Bill in an answer, and then other times he opens up, and he's not too Bill Belichick when it comes to interviews.
The most essential thing in any job, but specifically if you're leading grown men who are the most talented at what they do, is confidence and quiet confidence. And to walk into a room and they know who he is And I was thinking yesterday, and the reason why he's so, like, simply swats away the Elliot Wolf questions, like, could you imagine what he actually says to Elliot? Like, okay, Elliot, like, yeah, there is no bigger smartass on the planet than Mike Vrabel.
Mm-hmm. He's probably like, cream and two sugars, please, is most likely what it is. All right. Well, yeah, but you're right. He doesn't need to answer that question because he knows who's like, who's in charge.
It's like you talking to the Joes.
He knows who the boss is. All right. So basically, we got everybody's lead in, but mine.
Yeah. This is a record.
That was pretty good.
Are we going to give Jackson a lead?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Will you give Jackson a lead?
Amen.
Wiggy's on a flex day after going to Chris Brown last night. So
if you need golf bags, don't leave the station.
All right. We will get to the rest of today's leads coming right up next. Coming up at 7:20, they said it, and we will listen to what Chris Sims said about the Patriots' win total this season and what Drake May said about throwing the football to Steph Diggs and other things. If you missed Mike Vrabel on this radio show yesterday morning for Mic'd Up Monday, you may have missed that he was pretty confident that Steph Diggs is ready to go week from Sunday. So that is good news, and we'll hear what Drake May said about that and other things coming up during They Said It. I want to reward you for listening to this show early. So I have a pair of passes for you right now if you are caller number 9 on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937. And those passes are for the 2004 Red Sox Championship Cruise with Kevin Millar and his teammates on September 14th. Kevin Millar was on this show not so long ago and talked a little bit about this cruise. So you could be out on the open seas with a bunch of the 2004 guys if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937.
If you could hang out on a boat with any one of the championship teams, the 12 or 13, I can't keep track, since 2001, would it be?
Red Sox only?
No, anyone.
Of the teams.
Would it be the Bruins? Because the chaos?
I would pick the Bruins.
2013 Sox and 2004 Sox would give you a run for the money. Napoli, yeah, shirtless.
But that Bruins team then, it was peak, like, Marchand, out of control Marchand.
Right. Tim Thomas would be in a bunker.
Yeah, you had a lot of guys who liked to have fun on that team.
Yes.
But certainly. I mean, this is a really pretty cool thing that they're doing.
Awesome.
So,
very cool.
Perfect for the savant. Why isn't the Red Sox savant going to this?
I might be on there as the guy doing trivia, yeah, in the corner with the Diet Coke.
All right. And, while we are plugging things, just a reminder that brunch season is back and we're doing our basic brunch for the foundation this year, but we're doing it with Jameson. And we are watching football bright and early. So we are going to be at Lincoln, Wiggy and I think you said you're coming, right?
You can't spell Jameson without James.
Without James. James and Curtis are coming. Are you coming?
Yeah, I said I'd come.
Okay. September 28th, Lincoln, full Irish brunch. And we will watch a little football, 9 a.m. football. Because the NFL is,
go Patriots.
NFL is in Dublin. So,
I love it.
And it's selling rapidly. So you could buy a table of 4, get together with your friends. You could buy a table of 2, and you'll raise money for the foundation. Jameson has all kinds of unbelievable. They have these really cool football in Dublin jerseys that they're giving away and all this stuff. So go to thegreghillfoundation.org if you would like to join us for brunch.
And I would say this about the Lincoln. I know you guys are bigger restaurateurs than I am. The most consistently great, like, never a bad meal. You know exactly what you're getting.
Yes.
No matter whether it's got 500 people in there or it's a slow afternoon bite, it's awesome.
And great service.
Great service.
And creative brunch. Oh. Like, they get super creative with their entrees.
Yes.
So, all right. Jackson is here with his lead. Jackson, good morning.
Hello. Good morning. I know you guys have spoken about this briefly in the past, but I'm not sure which of you falls on which side. But me, I am a lover of the classic BLT, bacon, lettuce, tomato on a piece of white bread with some mayo. There's maybe nothing more simple and better. And I have always preferred my bacon crispy. I know some of you like your bacon floppy. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So floppy bacon now apparently is more of a health risk than previously thought.
Oh, boy.
A 52-year-old gentleman went to the hospital for severe migraines and pain in the back of his head. And after being in intensive care for several weeks, he was discharged, and they still didn't know what was wrong. And then finally, they, after examining his life, he said that he consistently eats not necessarily undercooked bacon, but floppy bacon.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, if you don't have a temperature sensor, you don't get the exact right, you know, temperature to kill the germs. You can have floppy bacon and have it not be unhealthy, but it is a risk if you don't get the right temperature. So,
well, that is a real disaster for me because I am floppy bacon all day long, every day, all day, every day.
Oink! Oink!
Oink! Oink is right. I will still eat it. I don't care.
I like it crispy, so it disintegrates in my mouth like ash.
I'm here to take
my
risks.
My sub has bacon.
I am here to take risks in life, so I can't stand crispy bacon.
No, I'm with you, Greg. I like it flop.
It'll ruin. I agree with you. BLT, underrated sandwich, great sandwich. Do you toast the bread?
Yeah.
Lightly sometimes, but sometimes it doesn't even need it. Sometimes that nice little chew from the white bread gives it all the essence.
You get the right tomato, like a delicious heirloom tomato on that.
Tomato season
for everybody.
Do not waste an heirloom tomato in a sandwich.
Oh,
yes, you do. It's so the best use.
I actually like a blat where you add avocado onto it. Yeah. Makes it even better.
Not really.
Yeah, it does.
It's not.
Makes it more bougie.
It's not a BLT.
It's a blat.
So I feel like the fear of pork has subsided over the years as, you know, science gets better and better, but it's still got to be careful.
Okay, Jackson, great lead. Science related and warning for those who enjoy bacon.
Jackson is much smarter than you give him credit for. Mm-hmm. When he's on the rocks, he goes right to food. Greg sucked right back in.
Yep.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. I will get to my lead and other things coming up next.